Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Worldwide. It is the 27th day of December 2010, and the last final sands in the hourglass for this year, 2010, are now making their way down through the hourglass. 2010 is almost over, extremely long in the tooth, with a long, flowing white beard as we accelerate into 2011, 2012, and beyond. Every time I take off a full week, which is very rare, maybe every 2 years, a lot of times I take off 2-3 days here and there on spring break or something like that, but it takes a week for me to really get relaxed and recentered. But it's also very creepy to take off time, because when I actually take off a week, I have time to get refocused, recentered, and really cogitate deeply and meditate on the state of the world. And in the last few days, I wrote 20, 30 pages of notes. I was out of town with my wife and children, of course. Put it in the suitcase, and for some reason last night couldn't find it. But I want to try to go over these thoughts and ideas. A lot of it we've covered here before, but with a deeper view of understanding of just what we're facing. But to simplify it, a matrix is being built. A artificial habitat for humanity, an artificial system is being built, and it's a system designed to destroy the human order as it has always been and to basically turn us into nothing more than biological androids. And this is the globalist own statement. This is not some new revelation, but it's when I do take off time and then I just pick up periodicals or news articles. It completely blows me away. I saw this on a newsstand, National Geographic, Merging of Man and Machine. And I read the issue cover to cover, and the entire thing is pure eugenics, written in a very seductive fashion to introduce you to it. And they talk about how great the authoritarian nation of Singapore is, and how it is socially engineered and a form of corporate communism run by a communist, a top globalist, making billions of dollars for the ministers. That's what communism is. It's big fat cats making you a slave, getting you dependent through total control of resources, and they admit in the article that the end goal is to kill the Singaporeans, to get rid of them, that their population is plummeting. You know, I talked to a top computer programmer who's high up in the Republican Party. I'll leave it at that. He agreed to come on. He's been on the show many years ago, but a few years ago he agreed to come on about Singapore and then got scared and refused. And when I pushed him, he got very angry on the phone and threatening. But he was going to come on and talk about Singapore, how they drug different water supplies in different neighborhoods, how they test everything there. But later, if I have time, I'll get into this. It's just so horrible. And National Geographic endorses it, all in a very sick and twisted way, very subtle. This is where we stand. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of news coming up.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We don't have any guests scheduled today because I've been out of town for the last week, and I have now returned to our Central Texas Command Center in the information war against the globalist, and I want to hear from you throughout the full broadcast. We also have all of this incredible news. Last night, I probably spent an hour re-researching and rediscovering the Romanian Revolution of 1989, and I did that because over the weekend, I had seen the video. The New York Daily News has it. We have it linked as well from Russia Today and CBS up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And one of the state-run TV technicians who works there in the parliament, he got up on about a 50-foot balcony, and he said, "You've destroyed our future. You've destroyed our children's future. You've sold out to the foreign banks," and he jumped off and smashed headfirst, getting incredible injuries into the parliamentary chairs and computers below. Powerful message, similar to people lighting themselves on fire. I don't think it's good to jump off balconies or good to set yourself on fire, but it's always 1,000 times more powerful than going out and shooting a cop in the head. I'm not for going around shooting police in the head either, unless they're trying to take you to a camp to be raped. And that is the type of system we're going into. Everyone has a inalienable, grassroots, organic right to defend themselves. But I'm not for offensively going out. I would rather reach out to police and military and the enforcers and try to get them to realize historically what's happening is bona fide, grade A, five-star, super weaponized tyranny. I mean, it's low down, it's scientific, it means business. And so we're going to be going over the situation in Romania today. They traded out communist oppression and Soviet satellite oppression for banker oppression. We'll get into the incredibly cold temperatures gripping Europe, Russia, the United States, Canada. And meanwhile, the New York Times says this is global warming. I actually have that headline. In fact, let me give you the actual headline. Storm wreaks havoc on travel, Wall Street Journal. East Coast storm strands travelers, vexes drivers. Blizzard paralyzes New York City, Boston. Bundle up, it's global warming. That's the New York Times. And they say the earth continues to get warmer, yet it's feeling a lot colder outside. That's an actual first line of the article. Up is down, down is up, black is white. We've never been at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. I'm living in 1984. So are you to a great extent. They put their whole grid in place. Now they're moving to start curtailing the internet and free speech in this country. The system is also more and more taking the gloves off and going, yeah, we're listening to everything you do. We're surveilling everybody. And if you don't like it, that's just the way it is. And I'm going to talk about that some today. And I've just got page after page of notes here that I wrote when I was on so-called vacation. I was able to gather together some of the notes I wrote up in the last week. A bunch of them I can't find. I also recorded some audio blogs when I was a little more reflective in the last week that we're going to be posting to PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com coming up in the next few days. I've got a lot of energy, and I'm really refocused. And I think it's good for all of us to take some time off occasionally because I tend, everyone else tends, to get in the heat of the moment where you're just constantly so immersed in whatever your job is, whatever you're focused on, that you begin to not see the forest for the trees. But taking off a week, a full week, something I rarely do, it only intensified my complete certainty that we are facing the greatest crisis in human history. And I'm going to talk more about that throughout the transmission, the broadcast today. And when you know this information, when you really know what the score is, when you know what the social engineers are really planning, and you've got all their writings and all their admissions, and you're 100% sure of it, it just completely changes your perspective on life. I've never been a very vain person, but I remember when I was about 20-something years old, started having some of my hair fall out, I was concerned about it. Now I could care less. Or as I get wrinkles or sunspots on my face, I could care less. When somebody tells me about the football game coming up, you know, hey, some good games tonight, I could really care less. I mean, it really helps you focus in on what matters, and it's the human species, our society, our progeny's future, the goals of humanity. And if folks get anything from this broadcast, it's that there is a war on for your mind. Decisions are being made for you that are classically oppressive and not in your interest. And it's sad to see so many people under a mesmerized, mind-controlled spell marching like lemmings off the societal cliff, and I just want to see people empowered and involved and challenging the great challenges the great obstacles of our day, which are the greatest that human species has ever faced. In the sum equation, it's this. Humans, for all of our development and our long history, it was always about survival, enough to eat, not being enslaved by the neighboring tribe, being honorable, being strong. That was always what was considered to be good. And now, because we've had our needs for food and shelter basically taken care of, the poorest of us, in many respects, is more wealthy than kings and queens and more healthy and has access to more information than kings and queens of 500, 1,000 years ago. But it's because there's this glut of food and water and shelter and information, people don't appreciate it anymore. And that allows the system to come in and to begin destroying fundamental things that have always been the basis of our strength. Things that are the basis and bedrock and cornerstone of our humanity. Things like the family. Things like our perception of reality. We are having an electronic prison built around us. Janet Napolitano, the creepy head of Homeland Security, was on CNN this weekend, and she made quite a few announcements. We have the video clips up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll probably play some of them later today to analyze it, but the point is it's hard to listen to. It's hard to look at her. If you want to go see it, we have the transcripts posted as well. And she said the pat-downs, the grope-downs, the rape-downs are going to continue. Your slave training, that you're bad and that government's good and you're a prisoner and they're going to put their hands on you. This is prison induction training. This is you're bad, government's good. And she said, it's going to continue. And she went on to say, it's not Big Brother, that now first 800, then 9,000. It's always exponentially expanding. Giant telescreens going in all over the country. They know you're not listening to government announcements. They know you're ignoring government billboards. They know that you at least fundamentally know they're a pack of lying crooks. Congress has the lowest approval rating in history, closing the books on the worst Congress in history, according to Gallup poll, The Examiner, and others. Believe me, they know you know. And so they're going to force their way into your life. They're going to make you listen to them. They're going to have more government announcements and more break-ins on TV and radio through FCC control boxes in all broadcast systems, the EAS system. They're going to put the 9,000 telescreens in every shop, in every mall, in every sports stadium. They're going to sit there and tell you, we are your saviors. We are the people that make your life possible. We are your protectors, because they know that you know that they're the crooks, they're the murderers, they're the trash, they're the filth. Now, I got back into town last night. I was driving home, and my dad called me. And I can't get into the whole story because of doctor, patient, privilege stuff. But it's so bad, ladies and gentlemen, that Homeland Security, through a longtime patient of my father's, a dentist, a guy he's been treating for more than 15 years, came to him and tried to recruit my dad to spy on people, to spy on his neighbors. And then my dad was telling Dr. King at their dental office about it. Dr. King said, hey, 2 weeks ago they came to my door in the neighborhood. This is your middle-class neighborhoods, and asked Dr. King. He's a friend of mine, nice guy. His wife listens every day. I want to say hi to her. You know how widespread this is, ladies and gentlemen? They're everywhere. They are getting ready for something big, okay? You better know. I mean, they've stolen the country blind. They're bringing us into depression, and these are some low-down crooks. And the InfraGuard, the clergy response teams, you think they're going to stop at recruiting 50-plus thousand preachers to spy on their flocks and tell them to submit to tyranny? I mean, do you realize the magnitude? It's just... I'm dumbfounded this is actually happening.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump-outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Say 20 things, and if you have five of those, you're a hardcore police state. The United States now has all 20 marked off and double checked. I mean, I really want this to sink in for folks. Think of the magnitude that in Austin, Texas, we know about the spy brigades, we know about the Secure Corps going back 8-9 years ago, Associated Press reporting on taking the Boy Scouts and youth groups and training them in warrant apprehension, checkpoints, spying. 9 years ago, they had ads on TV in Austin saying, report your parents. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. The kids are given ID cards and $200 bonuses, turning in family members of the biggest bonus. I mean, this is brazen, over-the-top corruption. Meanwhile, when government aircraft crash routinely full of pure drugs coming from the source, it's a non-news item. Nobody gets in trouble. When foreign banks steal trillions of dollars, Congress can't even find out where it went. When it comes out in congressional hearings that DynCorp is running giant child kidnapping rings, and it's even in the BBC and Chicago Tribune, nobody gets in trouble. And the public's under mind control. You tell an average cop about this, they start laughing at you. Even if you show them the news articles, they're trained at a subconscious level to have an emotional response to any type of, quote, authority figure doing something wrong, that's a joke. And really what it is deep down is they're cowards. They're afraid of bucking the system. They just want to go up in the bureaucracy. But it shook me up. It shook me up. Even though I know all this is happening intellectually, and it came out last week in the news that the ACLU is being spied on by Homeland Security, that Ron Paul's being spied on by Homeland Security, you know, mainstream news all over the U.S. We broke that almost 2 years ago. But now here it is in the news. We were sent, others were sent internally from the Army with patriots inside that at the end of the Fed rallies, they have U.S. Army there in plain clothes. And it said in the memo, watch out, don't let them know that your army, they may try to kill you. I mean, what type of brainwashing is that? You've got citizens out there saying, foreign banks are robbing us, we want to audit the Fed. And they tell the army, don't let them know your army, they may try to kill you. I mean, this is the army in Texas. And then it came out in Pennsylvania, and it came out in Maryland. And I know all of that intellectually. I was sent 5 years ago the secret Homeland Security documents, hundreds of pages. We posted them on InfoWars. People couldn't believe it. Clergy response teams, preachers in America secretly being paid. It was $50,000 back then. I don't know what it is now. They were doubling it each year. It's got to be in the hundreds of thousands now. And they're on these power trips. You go rent a car, they're asking you questions for Homeland Security, admittedly. Your preachers are spying on you. And they all get off on it. The most horrible part about this is they take all these minimum wage people who have no creativity, who have no future, who are dumbed down fluoride heads, and they give them these positions of unconstitutional power, and they're completely drunk on it. And to know that my father, last week, someone in Homeland Security tried to recruit him and said, oh, yeah, you'll even get paid money. And he even told him, well, our public thing is disaster preparedness, but really, you know, we need folks to be eyes and ears. And then my dad is telling the other dentist in his office about it. And he goes, oh, yeah, a couple weeks ago, they visited me at my house. Other people. I mean, just as a sample of the population, this is everywhere. And then you just search it, you know, Homeland Security Training Neighborhood Watch, and there are all the news articles. There are the memos. Paul Watson covered this last week. We have the Texas memo going back to 2005 where it says, is he a nice guy? Does he lock his desk at work? Does he wear Levi's? Do they have scuba equipment? Do they have cell phones? Go ahead and report them. It's so wide as to basically say everybody's a suspect, but then when a pilot last week shot video of the fact that the security's all a fraud and that all the other airport workers and people that are involved in non-commercial aviation, private aviation, that there's no security. The feds then raid him under national security. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I'm going to run over some more news and then open the phones up. In fact, I'll give that number out now. First-time callers, long-time callers, questions, comments, you agree, you disagree. I want to hear from everybody. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the broadcast today. Before I go any further, though, I want to thank some of our great sponsors, eFoodsDirect.com. You can call and get a free brochure or go online and look at all their great high-quality, recently produced, like in the last week or month. I mean, it's all freshly made, high-quality storable foods. The globalists don't want you to be self-sufficient. Meanwhile, they hoard food and build their underground bases. We need to get self-sufficient. That means food, firearms, water filters. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. They're going to end their special that's running right now here pretty soon. But you can get some of their specials and get free shipping, which is one of the biggest expenses involved with storable foods because obviously it weighs a lot. It's a lot of food. Free shipping, that special still running, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. And also I want to tell you about End of America 3, the number 3.com, End of America, the number 3.com, a free video with excellent information from Stansberry and Associates Investment Research. It's an independent investment research firm founded in 99 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video that you can see at End of America, the number 3.com for free, detailing their biggest and most important prediction yet. And it continues. You can check it out at End of America, the number 3. Dot com. Okay, so we were going to break, and I was making the point that this is a psychological war going on. Offshore, ruthless corporations who will kill a million-plus Iraqis for oil and for a black hole to have no-bid contracts, who will shoot little kids up with live polio, live syphilis, radiate U.S. foster children, nerve gas our own troops. I mean, the people running things are hardcore psychopathic killers on record. Just legions and legions of public and declassified mass murder. I mean, these people are the criminals of all time. Just thousands and thousands and thousands of declassified chemical, biological, radiological testing on the U.S. public alone. Just mass murder, death, killing, case closed, pure evil. Okay? These are eugenicists. They believe in social Darwinism, total social engineering, total control, total domination. The final revolution is what they call it, against humanity. This is real, and it's out in the open. And they have done everything they can to shut down the farms and ranches, to break up the families, to get people dependent, to get people on welfare and Social Security, to get part of your paycheck for decades and then hold you hostage through it. They've done a good job of that. And to give you entertainment and mindless bread and circus and diversions, and to give people false icons and heroes, which focus people on issues of little or no significance. I mean, this is mind control. And to have it come home to me that just in my town of Austin, they are going out to every professional, people with 2 degrees, and they are asking them to join Homeland Security. And the average person just takes the bait, is on a total power trip. They get their little card. They're told, oh, you sign a national security letter. So now they can't ever tell people what they're involved in, and then the government can go out and psychologically profile and test these people and find out who will plant things on you, who will set you up, who will spy on you, who will bear false witness on you, because all these people have watched all the different shows about Homeland Security and Jack Bauer and 24 and how sexy torture is. And this is their new status. This is their new, they're members of the secret police. People are scared of them. See, the globalist, this is a dual message. For the dumbed down masses, it's, oh, great, everybody spies on each other. This is the new freedom. But for those of us that are awake, which is close to half the population, it's meant to scare us. Look, it doesn't scare me. It makes me focused, it makes me angry, and it lets me understand just how real this is and that I've been 100% right. In fact, it's much worse. In fact, in a way, I've been wrong. It's much worse than I ever even historically was able to analyze. I mean, this thing is big. It's like an iceberg. You only see the very tip of it. 90%+ of it's under the water. But more and more of that iceberg surfacing, and we're seeing twists and curves of this thing that I can't even believe right now. I mean, I'm getting chills right now. I had some other weird stuff happen while I was on vacation, too. You know, you take off a week and you can really get reflective. And man, I wish I was wrong. Man. And it's really horrifying. It's frustrating. It's disgusting to just have grown men in checkout lines go, hey, you going to watch the game tonight? It's going to be a really good one. And you just look at them and you just want to warn them. Hey, there's so many really big things happening. The banks, the implosion of the economy, the dollar devaluation. Historically, we know what this leads to. And if you try to talk to one of these brain-dead sheep, they'll come back with, hey, you heard the Mega Millions is above $200 million right now. You're just looking at them. Because all this facade of the movies and the entertainment and the sports, it's all still there. All this big make-believe land. But meanwhile, in the real world, this criminal, illegitimate corporate government, and it's the same model, continuity of agenda worldwide, is massing huge paramilitary forces, spy forces, weather modification, chemicals in the water. They're now announcing, yes, it's to make you calm. I've got all these mainstream news articles. I remember 12 years ago being sent by engineers, internal trade publications, not secret, but not widely distributed, how all the new appliances would spy on you in your house, how they were going to have cameras on all computers watching and listening, how the lights in your house would surveil you. I have mainstream news today. I told you 2 years ago that everything they do is a multifaceted attack. It's to train you to be body scanned. It's to set the precedent to radiate you outside of the radiation compliance laws, that they're above the law. It's about getting a 360 biometric scan of your body. And now that's Market Watch, Wall Street Journal. It's a biometric scan. I know them, okay? This is all I do. When I go to bed at night, I have dreams for 8 hours about it. Nightmares last night. It's everything. Because it's reality. Ceiling lights in Minnesota send coded internet data. Boom! Now, they don't tell you here about the patents and how they use the electricity lines in your house to tie into your smart refrigerator, your dishwasher, your computer, the light sockets. These things are so incredible that just temperature differentials in a light socket now, the new light sockets going in with the wiring, is able to listen to you in your house. All the patents are there. Ladies and gentlemen, the patents are all public. I've had Dr. Nick Begich on to cover the patent numbers, but I remember the Baltimore Sun a decade ago about DARPA testing soothing mind control towers. I mean, whoa. By the way, I've got the patents. This system is a multifaceted data transmission, flicker rate, mind control system. Oh, you're not going to watch the high-def mind control TV? They don't care. The government buildings are now putting in flicker systems that are unperceptible to the human eye. And when I went and looked it up, it's the exact flicker rate for total mind control. Folks, you think the public is already in a zombie state. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm telling you, we're living in a science fiction horror show. You know why a lot of the public can't get upset by telescreens going in and their kids being trained to spy on them? And in Pennsylvania, the government comes out and says, we're watching you through the government laptops we give your kids in their beds, in their showers. They told on themselves. It's a psych warfare test. And see, I have all this background data. I read something like this National Geographic article about the minister mentor, communist, trained in British Ivy League schools, about how Singapore is the model for the world. How many times have I told you it's the Singapore model? And they admit it in here, but they sell pure evil as if it's good. And it just goes into total social engineering. They call it social Darwinism. And they, at the end of the article, they say that the Singaporeans are dying. They have a 1.2 population replacement. I mean, they just tell you. There's the model. This system is designed to be cannibalistic, to destroy humanity. And they just sell it like it's wonderful. But my point is, when I read about the minister mentor since 1960 and how he was a communist, trained at Oxford, of course, and how it's a total police state, and how they kill you if you criticize the government, and the article kind of says, well, it's really worked well. It's a great country. But then you read how they're dying. They're not having children. It's horribly oppressive. They have incredibly high levels of suicide. The country's run by psychiatrists. And they say that the communists trained in England overthrew the British. That's the British declassified model, to claim they pull out and then to put their corporate people in, and they use it as an island to test the mind control. And then I even know insiders who admit they're putting stuff in the water there per neighborhood to test. And this is the model here. It doesn't matter how many scientists I have on, how many top doctors. I know there's a percentage of people out there laughing when I tell them that sodium fluoride in the water at one part per million more than doubles bone cancer in men and women. It more than quadruples it in young boys. And that's just one little micron. And I know the cops are laughing. They like it. Because they got a uniform, they got a monkey suit, they're on a power trip, I'm trying to save them. But you think cops are bad? They're angels compared to the general public. I'm going to say this right now. Okay? They at least come from a school of thought that had to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And they've removed most of it, and they've quietly, in the last 20 years, made it where if you have over 100 IQ, you can't be a cop. That's admitted. There's been lawsuits over it. They don't want people that can think too much. But you think they're bad? They at least have to follow some of the Constitution for now. They are hiring every control freak goon who couldn't get a job in the real world to literally run around spying on everyone. And the, you know, the big backstory is, oh, turban men stopped them. And then when you actually go to the training, we have the video of the training manuals. I've got it from every angle of law enforcement who are awake and know what's happening. Every angle. It's 5 minutes on Al-Qaeda. It's 6 months on spy on your neighbor. Are they criticizing the government? Are they spanking their kids? I mean, do you realize how creepy this is? How overtly bad? Out of a dental office of four dentists. My dad hadn't talked to the other two. He talked to Dr. King, his friend, who's been there for many years. My dad is approached and said, we want to hire you to secretly work for Homeland Security. And then he's back in the doctor's lounge. And he goes, man, you know, this guy's trying to get me into Homeland Security. And Dr. King says, yeah, they came to my house 2 weeks ago. Different people. And we're trying to get me to be involved spying in the neighborhood. They want professionals, folks. Okay, they want them, and it's so sick when you know Al-Qaeda, CIA, when you know 99% of this stuff is staged, when you know it's for the American people, when we have all the internal documents, where it's for gun owners, conservatives, landowners, you can skin a buck, you can run a trot line, you are number one enemy. You're double tough, they don't like you. You got guts, they don't like you. They profiled you. They know you're red-blooded. They know you're not a coward. They know you're not a scumbag. They hate you. Look at the New World Order. Look at all the government ministers. They're a bunch of weak, hunchbacked, pot-bellied, just scum. They hate love. They hate strength. They hate everything honorable. And they are hiring giant armies of toilet attendants, who then command the doctors and the preachers. And I've done my own analysis of this, but talking to people who've been, who they've attempted to recruit, who've been approached, that's how it's described, as just total dirtball losers. Can you imagine taking a dirtball loser who can't even zip their front fly properly? With their shirts hanging out, you've all seen it. And I'm not up here claiming I got some esprit de corps. The point is, these people are a joke. And they get all the status. They get to be the new kings of society, the new commissars, the humiliation, the anti-Americanism, the anti-liberty movement. It is so horrible. And then, as I said earlier, this airline pilot a week ago is tired of having his privates grabbed. He's tired of having to go through the radiation scanner. He's flying a giant aircraft that's a huge missile. In fact, I forget. How much is a 747 weigh? How many tons is that? Pull it up for me, please. This giant missile But he's got to have this done to him by minimum wage goons with their shirts hanging out. So the pilot videotapes what I've pointed out 1,000 times, what anyone with common sense, you drive right up to the airport if you're in any working on the tarmac, luggage, mowing the yard, you know, mowing the green spaces, and you just swipe a card, you're on. Anybody could knock one of those guys in the head, drive on with that, or go get a job. I went out of the country this last week. Let me tell you, I went right up knowing what I was going to get. The woman could hardly speak English at customs. Tried to ask my two-year-old questions. Really got off on asking me questions and really was like feeding on the power trip. And I was like, man, I guess they got to get scum to, want to sit here and act powerful. Meanwhile, the illegal aliens are all above the law and allowed to go free. This woman could barely speak English. Black lady with a Latin accent. So thick, I couldn't hardly. I was like, excuse me?
She's like, you have a good time? Where are you going now?
I mean, look, they give that woman the order to come to my house and take me into a truck and drive me off to a camp. She'll be getting off on it. She probably loves Hugo Chavez. I mean, this country is just in so much trouble. You got the average good old boy going, take all my rights, fight Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, they got all your neighbors, buddy, spying on you because you own guns. You're the enemy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your
guns and will do anything to get
them. Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
I say I saw the sheriff, but Doc Ferris was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town, yeah.
Here came Sheriff John Brown.
All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown
coming to shoot me down. shot the sheriff.
If I am guilty, I will pay. I shot the sheriff.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go to Chris, John, Joseph, Fred, Mike, and others as we start the second hour here in a few minutes, and I'll continue through the news, but this is the greatest illustration of the pure evil. This Homeland Security grid is there to protect the criminal takeover. We're trying to take our states back through the Constitution. We're trying to take our Congress back. It has the lowest approval rating in history, 9 points, 13 points in other polls. And the government's internal reports are, hire the Boy Scouts, train them for gun confiscation. New York Times telling you it's normal and it's good. Telescreens telling you spy on your neighbors. Don't trust each other, but trust the government. They're crooks, okay? You got it? And the average cop down the street, he's just out writing tickets or helping old ladies change their tires. They're not bad. But their detectives are in many cases. Running the narcotics, running the whores, they're compromised, so they go along with the feds, the threat fusion centers, all of this. And you get an airline pilot. In fact, I've got my article here. I'm looking for it. You get this airline pilot, and he videotapes the fact that there's basically no security for most of the airport workers, but pilots have to go through all of it. And the flight attendants. And what does Homeland Security do? They raid his house, instead of just calling him in, and take back his government-issued firearm, because he went through the hoops to carry a firearm in the cockpit to protect the plane. And the message is, you don't show the hypocrisy. It's all a joke. It's your bondage training. You're going through a political re-education camp. That's what America is. That's what the drills at the schools are. That's what the political correctness is. That's what all of it is. Break out of your trance and say, no, no, no. Here's just some of the headlines. Napolitano announces expansion of Gestapo zones from airports to malls and hotels. I saw Ridge say it 8 years ago. Now it's AP. AP headline today. Kurt Nemo's got an article on it. Oh, yeah, the terrorists might hit the malls and highways, so now they're going to be there. And they've got all the citizen spies. And then once they induct them into this, it's go to the gun rally, go to the Tea Party rally, go to the rally and tap the phone of the state rep. Remember, that came out in the news. And they got foreign intelligence groups, NLE 09, NLE 010, FEMA admits on their own site, 14 nations, Israelis, British, you name it, here in the U.S. spying on us. They got foreigners when you come back into the country. Did you have fun outside nation? Yeah. And like getting off of the woman's all, like she's scaring us. Hey, don't worry, lady. You're going to be nailed to the wall, too, by this. They bring tyranny in to rob everyone. You ever notice everywhere where they got trips on the street corners and secret police and spies that there's sewage running down the street and enslavement because the elites used financial tyranny as a way to control you? You think it's all cute? I'm going to dig out my article about the pilot. Here it is. Pilot punished by TSA. He's Army Reserve aviator. He's become the latest victim of harassment from the Transportation Security Administration. And it all goes through this guy. hadn't he figured it out yet? He's the enemy.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.